Overall, self-care is essential for teachers to thrive both personally and professionally. But it is the one thing that we tend to neglect every day. I have been in education for over 16 years, and the conversations that I've had with so many educators is one that is laser focused on getting all the work done and not taking care of themselves. One of my favorite mentors saw me do this in my early days of teaching, and she said one thing that stuck with me and had me thinking about self-care and not overworking. She said, "Francesca, if you die tomorrow, they will have someone here to replace you the next day." That hit me like a bucket full of ice cold water. When she said that to me, I was like, "Me? Francesca? They're going to replace me? Really?" Well, yes, I'm replaceable. And so that is why self-care is important. Self-care is very important, and it's about time that we put this in the forefront of all of our decisions. By prioritizing our own well-being, we can enhance not only our effectiveness in the classroom, but also our personal lives. This is Everything But the Lesson Plan podcast, and I am your host, Francesca Thompson, educator and founder of Thrive 12. Today, we will focus on self-care in and out of the classroom. How are you thriving at work? What is your self-care routine when you get home? These are some of the questions that we're going to talk about and answer today. In today's fast-paced world, it is easy to get caught up in the demands of our jobs and neglect our own well-being. So many of my teacher friends are going nonstop in the classroom and barely doing some of the important things like eating lunch. The most basic thing that we can do at work is to take time to just have our lunch. And they're not even doing that. And if they are eating lunch, they're so worried about when the kids are going to return that they're eating it so fast that I don't even think they're tasting the food. This is just one of many examples of where we can focus on self-care, taking time for ourselves, including our lunchtime. Prioritizing self-care is crucial, not only for our mental health, guys, but it's also for our physical health, but also for our productivity and our overall satisfaction at work. Tired people are not happy people. Stressed people are not optimistic people. If you commit to some simple routines at work, it will strengthen your mood and give you the positive health outcomes that you need. Picture this. Okay, you ready? This is our day-to-day. You're at your desk. You're buried in a mountain full of emails, deadlines looming, and testing and grading and parent complaints, and your stress level has skyrocketed. Sound familiar? Many of us have been there. Education is just not like any other industry. It takes a lot sometimes to survive our day-to-day. What if I told you that taking small, intentional breaks throughout your day could make all the difference? It's true, people. Just something as small as a break. Incorporating moments of mindfulness into your workday can help alleviate the stress, increase your focus, and boost creativity. Your students would appreciate it. Your coworkers would appreciate it. I have a few routines at work myself. I will take about 3 to 5 minutes to have my mindful moments. I use an app that gives me a positive quote or some type of reading I can focus on. And sometimes I just sit there and just breathe. I also implement this when I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed and stressed. I will take a minute and just breathe and clear my mind. I could be running down the hall and I'm like, I need to pause for a second. Let me pause. There are so many simple things that you can do to create moments of calmness while you're at work. You can take a quick walk around the block, do some deep breathing exercises, or just go ahead and sip your tea, sis. These small acts of self-care can have a big impact on your overall well-being. It will truly, guys, truly make you a better educator. And I know you want that for yourself. But self-care just isn't about taking breaks. It's also about boundaries. And this is where we kind of have a problem with boundaries as educators. It's hard sometimes for us to say no. This is the hardest thing for us because we are as teachers, it's just embedded in our job description, help others. In today's hyper-connected world, it is all too easy to blur the lines between what's work and what's personal. And this is what leads to burnout and exhaustion. Sound familiar? Yeah. Who came to mind whenever I said the word burnout? If it's you, then we need to refocus. My teacher friends that are heavy on the burnout and exhausted lines at work, you can literally physically see it. They look tired. Now, on another note, have you ever not been tired and people walk up to you and be like, you look tired? Well, thanks, Bob. I actually took the time out to get myself together. But we'll have a different episode about that. But if you are burnt out, you're going to look tired. You're going to feel it, right? Taking on too much will land you in the hospital quicker than landing you on the stage for Teacher of the Year. By establishing clear boundaries around your energy and your time, you can prevent burnout and ensure that you have the capacity to show up as your best self, as your best teacher at work, and you will show up as your best self when you go home. Of course, self-care looks different for everyone, right? High school teachers, middle school teachers, elementary school teachers, their level of self-care and the times that they are allotted are going to look different, but you can get it in. Okay, you got to find out what's going to work best for you. And it took me almost a year to get a routine established. I was feeling bad. I was gaining weight. I was moody and everything else that comes with not taking care of yourself. What did it for me, though, is when my eyes started twitching. Like, no, if you have ever experienced that where you don't have control over a part of your body and then the doctor tells you it's stress related, okay, enough was enough for me. So what does self-care look like when you arrive home, right? It doesn't stop in the classroom. Self-care is in and out of the classroom. So I want us to talk about what that looks like when you go home. And please don't say it's your laptop and grading papers. No, that's not self-care. Our homes should be more than just a place to eat and sleep and to create lesson plans. They should be a sanctuary where we can recharge, unwind, and nourish our minds and bodies and spirits. Think about it. After a long day of work, dealing with kids, demand on your time, lunch duty, recess duty, parent conferences, and more, there is nothing like going home and finding a space where you can remove yourself from that outside world. But creating this sense of sanctuary requires intention and care. So both in and out of the classroom, self-care is intentional. As an educator, you must create this space for you to chill, even if it's for 5 minutes. One of the simplest ways to practice self-care at home is just by carving out some time for activities that bring you joy and relaxation. Whether it's curling up with a good book. Yes, look, we don't have to do all of the reading that we require the kids to do, right? We can read something that we like. Indulge in a nice bath, drink some tea, candlelight, all of that. These small acts of self-care can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. My self-care move when I get home is I gotta go on my walk. I have maintained this space for about 9 years now. When I get home, I don't want to talk. I don't think about what's next. I don't care about what's going to be cooked for dinner. I'm not even thinking about the next day's plans. I have to get dressed and go to the park, walk my neighborhood, or even if it's a rainy day, I'll go to the gym or go down to my treadmill and do my 30 minutes, at least 30 minutes. And I clear my mind. I listen to my podcast. Okay, no, I'm not listening to my own podcast. Okay, that would be a little bit of self being self-absorbing, right? Like I'm out here listening to everything but the lesson plan. No, I do listen to podcasts that I like, right? And that is my time to enjoy something that has nothing to do with work, and it allows me to disconnect. In addition to my daily exercise, I have created a self-care space in my house where I can read and meditate and just relax. I will be honest, sometimes, you know, the vision when I created this space was going to be, I was going to be over there for 30 minutes. Sometimes it's 5 minutes, right? But I have that space. Self-care is about cultivating a space that supports your physical and emotional health. Find some time to declutter your living space to incorporate elements of nature. I put some plants in my little area. I do have it right there where the light is. I got candles. I have reading material and all of that stuff. And it really just creates a positive vibe for me. It's important that you have your areas as educators, your areas that you're grading and doing those lesson plans, but also a separate area where you can have your personal space for well-being. Keep those two areas separate. Self-care outside of the classroom is about having your alone time and honoring your needs, whether it's journaling, practicing yoga, or spending time with your loved ones. It is key to prioritizing these activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. That's it. I think I've said that twice so far. Mind, body, and soul. It's important, guys, because we do a lot and we want to show up at work every day as our best self. So you've got to create these routines. That's the hardest part, creating the routines and being consistent with it. But if you started, I told you, mine started off with the walk. I first wasn't consistent and then I was. And now it is part of my everyday life. So the next time you find yourself overwhelmed or depleted, remember that it's important to take time for yourself in and out of the classroom. It is important. Please figure out some type of routine while you're at work and then another one when you go home. That's all for today's episode of Self-Care. I can't wait to hear about your new routines. Post them in the Q&A section of the podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Thrive 12, an educational resource company dedicated to educators around the world. Please check us out at www.thrive12.com for additional information. We'll be back next week. Keep thriving.